Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Battle is in the Mind, Already in Progress.
Just a few weeks later, Cheryl and I went to Norway, and that night we was at, as we were teaching there in that school, after we saw the lady get healed with a shriveled hand, there was a man brought his wife. He'd driven 10 hours, and another man brought his wife, an older woman. She was in a wheelchair, and this woman here, she was a younger woman, probably 45, something. I said, what's wrong? She said, well, I was married to a man that was a member of the occult. I said, well, so no two ways about it. You got demons. I said, you're a believer now in Jesus, and your husband now, he's a believer? She said, yes. I said, okay, we're going to kick these devils out. I said, you devils of hell, I command you to come out of her in Jesus' name. And this woman screamed and fell on the floor, began to flop and kick and all kinds of stuff. I said, honey, get down here with me. We ain't going to spend 7.5 hours with this one. It's only going to take a few minutes. See, when you learn, knowledge is a wonderful thing. You know that? So me and Cheryl flopped down there on the floor with that woman. We kicked them devils out, and in just 2 minutes, we had her delivered. She gets up. When she gets up, she's just wonderfully delivered. And this older woman was just sitting there in a wheelchair. She's looking, and she ain't never seen nothing like this. Her eyes are this big around. And I just looked over at her, and I said, you devil of hell, you that are holding this woman bound, I command you to come out of her right this minute and go to the pit of hell and leave her alone in Jesus' name. And that woman literally jumped out of that wheelchair and went to running all over the place. It's amazing the power God has given us. Yeah, that's right. Cheryl said, I forgot. This woman had not walked in 7 years, and we kicked these devils out of her. It's like she'd been walking every day. She was totally, completely healed. I'm telling you, the reason we don't get anything done as church members is the same thing that's wrong with me. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know I am a son of God, and Jesus Christ and the Father bore all my sins, all my sickness, and gave me all power and all authority over Satan and his host of demons. Everything belongs to you and me. I don't have to be sick no more. So whenever I learned these things in Romans 10, let's go all the way back to Romans 10, 8 and 9, and I want you to see this. Look what this says, Romans 10, 8 and 9. But what does it say? The word is nigh thee, even in your heart and in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Now, if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's the way to do it, just like that. All you got to do is say, some people say, you got to confess all your sins. Now, forget it. You don't even know all your past sins. There ain't no way you have to confess all your sin. The Word of God has a word there that's used only two times in the Word of God. It's called redemption. When you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, He redeems you from sin. So every sin that you don't even know about, He redeemed it under His blood. You're set free. You know, you stop and think, if you were 40 years old and you'd lived in every kind of sin known to man, you'd been a drug addict and a sex addict and a thief, a liar, a murderer, an abortionist, you've done everything known to man. Would you be able to remember all them sins? No. You don't know what you've done. That's why God says you don't have to confess sin. Just come to me and I'll clean you up. I will redeem you. So He does that. And so if you don't know Jesus, that's the way to accept Him. But that same word in that verse there that says save, said if you will confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, you'll be saved. The word saved in the Greek is the word sozo, S-O-Z-O. So this is how you read it. Let's read it again. When it says here, it means those five things right up there. So it says, but what does it say? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be sozo, S-O-Z-O, which means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. The night that I read that, and I had a new computer with the King James Bible and a Hebrew and Greek dictionary and all that stuff, all synchronized in one computer. Now, that was an awesome piece of software. Of course, they got stuff lots better today. I read that and I thought, wow, if I confess Jesus with my mouth and believe in my heart God raised Him from the dead, if I was lost, what would happen to me? Would I get saved? Yeah, that's all I had to do, wasn't it? All I got to do is confess Jesus, and Lord, I'm saved.
Amen.
And let me tell you what, I'm going to stay saved from now on too. I ain't going to go out and do nothing stupid. You understand?
Right.
I'm going to walk in obedience to His Word. I'm going to be led by the Spirit of God. I'm going to get in the Word. And when people say, do you believe in once saved, always saved? I said, man, you really get saved. You stay in there with God, yeah, I guarantee once saved, always saved. But don't get out there and try to get saved and get over and walk as close to the devil as you can and think you're going to go to heaven when you die, because you may not make it. I ain't taking no chances. I've read too many things in God's Word that says you ain't going if you don't obey. Why? I said, if you obey, then you don't have to worry about it. But anyway, when I saw that word there, see, I highlighted the word saved, and it pulled in the word sozo, S-O-Z-O. And then it pulled in the dictionary. S-O-Z-O means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. I looked at that and I thought, does that really mean I'm healed? Does it really mean I'm saved? Is salvation that simple, brother? All you got to do is accept Jesus as Lord and Savior and be willing to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Is salvation really that simple? It is, isn't it? God made it so simple anybody could find it. But He made healing that simple also. That if you know that word sozo means healed, then this is the way I can read it. But what does it say? The word is nigh me, is in my mouth and in my heart. And if I will confess with my mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in my heart the Father raised Him from the dead, I will be healed. Does it say that? Yes, it does. I will be saved. I will be healed. I will be made whole. I got a hold of that one night. I was reading that new Bible. I was looking all this over. I'm praising the Lord. I'm saying, Lord, if this is true, this means I don't have to be sick no more. Somebody says, Now, wait a minute. What did it say? If I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and I believe in my heart the Father raised Him from the dead, it says I will be sozo. Is that what it says? And if sozo means healed, then why can't I just take the word healed and put in there and say this is what it means? I fell on my knees. I said, Lord, I want You to know that tonight, right now, I'm reconfirming that I accepted You as my Lord and Savior when I was an 11-year-old boy. I know I got saved when I was 11. But tonight, I just want to reconfirm that with this promise. And then, Lord, I want You to know that tonight, I am receiving You as my healer. And from this day forward, I will believe with all my heart, I will confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, that He is not only the Savior, but He's a healer, and that I'm redeemed from every curse of the law. So I'm not ever going to have to be sick again in Jesus' name. Lord, thank You. I'm healed. It's written in Your Word. I've just received Jesus as my Savior. If I take that scripture and I put saved in there, if I've never accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I'm going to be saved when I do that, right? Yeah. Every Baptist, almost everybody knows that and believes that. You can be a Methodist, a Baptist, a Church of Christ, whatever. Almost all of them believe that. But the part we don't believe is the word sozo not only means saved, it means healed. So if I'm willing to confess with my mouth and believe with my heart God the Father did all this, then I'm going to be healed. I don't have to be sick no more. So I fell on my knees in front of my computer and I said, Lord, I am receiving You as my personal healer tonight. I ain't never going to be sick again. That's just like, Lord, I ain't never going to be lost again because I'm going to walk in obedience to Your Word. I'm going to walk right with You every day. Is that right, brother? I ain't going to get out there and live as close to the devil's hot pen as I can. Or you? No, I don't want to be the prodigal son. I don't want to have to go down there to the pig pen. I don't want to be lost and all that junk. I want to stay saved. So I want to stay just as close to God as I can. I don't want to be out there in the pig pen. I want to be at home with Jesus. Good place to be. So I said, Lord, I'm going to receive You as my personal Savior tonight. So I worshiped Him and praised Him and thanked Him for letting me be healed. I ain't never going to be sick again. The next morning I walk into my work. I got two or three different kind of denominations, and one of them is a Baptist preacher that works with me. I said, praise God, kids. Y'all are looking at a man that received Jesus Christ as his personal healer last night. I ain't never going to be sick again. Oh, especially that Baptist preacher, did he give me a horse laugh. Thurman, you've always been just a little bit religious. You've been a fanatic. But he said, now you've dropped off a deep end. He said, you know we're all going to be sick. You know we got to be sick. I said, brother, you can be sick if you want to. But I received Jesus Christ last night from the Word of God as my personal healer. And I said, I ain't going to be sick no more. Now see, you got to believe that. You see the way the devil will do it? That ain't going to work. Now, you're crazy. That ain't gonna work. No. You know God ain't gonna let you be healed forever. You know that's nuts. You're just misinterpreting what's written. You think the devil would do that to you and me?
Absolutely.
Absolutely right, brother. You are absolutely right. That devil, he will do everything he can to get you and me not to believe these promises of God. And he's done a good job. He's really good at what he does, I will have to say. That beast is really good. But I told him, I said, you know, I received Jesus Christ. According to Romans 10, 8 and 9, I received Jesus Christ not only as my Savior when I was 11, but last night I received him as my personal healer. And I guarantee you, you're looking at a man that's going to walk in obedience to God's word, a man that's going to be led by the Spirit of God, and I'm never going to have another sick day. Let me tell you what, kids, that was 35 years ago. I've never been to a doctor in 35 years. Now then, this last 3 months, I had not had a pain or a sickness of no kind for 35 years. But in the last 3 months, I've had a little bout with the enemy. The enemy came upon me and tried to put, in fact, my friend that is a doctor, he told me that what I sound like I had it was walking pneumonia. I mean, I coughed and I hacked and I wheezed, but I fought that battle and I won that thing. I won that battle. I didn't go to no doctor. I didn't take no medicine. Just me and Jesus. Jesus is awesome. He's out of this world. But if you receive Jesus Christ as your, I'm telling you today how to receive Jesus Christ as your personal healer. If you receive him as your personal healer, then you have to believe with your mouth, with your heart, and confess with your mouth that Jesus is your healer. Now, if you accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, and you walked out the door and said, wow, what a church day we had. Somebody says, what happened to you in there a while ago? Oh, I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Oh, you really did? How do you know? Did you see any lights or see any angels or anything? How do you know you got saved in there? Maybe you had too much pizza last night. You know, surely it couldn't be that simple. After all, I've known you for a long time, and you know God would never save an old wretched witch like you. I mean, you don't think the devil would talk back to you like that?
You know he will.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Battle is in the Mind, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.